All right. What up, y'all?
We back up in here, man.
Welcome to the Ball Brothers Podcast. Yeah. Me and Tony wanted to do a podcast together, so we did.
We did.
All right. You can join us. People on Patreon probably having a better experience, not even just to sell you. They be adding to the show.
When you are a Patreon member, you get the perks of being actual creative partners in the content.
And the recast it now, they be having the fire suggestions.
They doing it. Because we just going to be Nicole Mahari and Michael B. Jordan all day.
They got the list. They be having movies we don't think of.
They be coming with the same people sometimes. They do. They be like, Keke Palmer.
Chloe Bailey. Chloe Bailey, Keke y'all. Palmer. We got to put some Chloe Bailey Chloe in something Bailey. Or y'all going to hush. Because they not going
for they the not. Keke they Palmer, Keke in something.
That's their Nicole Mahari and Michael
Man,
B. Jordan.
They like, Keke.
Keke Palmer.
Do you love me?
And we need to do a remake of Misery. She could be Kathy Bates' character. Like Keke
she really
Palmer.
Could pull it off, though.
You think so?
Yeah.
Keke that's Palmer. A remake. See, that's what I'm saying. They remade that with a different race.
Yeah.
Because that movie, she terrified me.
Octavia Spencer.
She's good. She already did that, though. In Ma and stuff. Yeah. But Kathy Bates was like...
Because Kathy Bates was adorable.
That's what
Octavia
I'm saying.
Octavia Spencer is adorable.
But in Ma, she wasn't. I hadn't seen Kathy
she
Bates.
She was still adorable in Ma.
You think so? She was like, y'all want to hang out, man? I'll kill you.
She was still adorable.
That's the log line for Ma. Y'all don't want to hang out? I'll kill you. All right. Today's topic is the top 10 women that helped us through puberty.
Yeah, y'all going to be quiet on this one.
Because here's the thing about women. A lot of times, and I don't know this is true for y'all women, but for me, women on the silver screen, they were larger than life. Mm-hmm. TV as well, and the Lil Kim poster. Lil Kim's number one.
You just went right into it.
Man, that poster alone taught me some things about life.
Yeah, that poster was perfect.
If I had never thought about black women, she would have said, you like us. She had that.
That poster was perfect.
And I couldn't have that poster.
Yeah.
But my homeboy had it.
Man.
Can I spend the night? What time you going to bed?
You went to bed. Look at the little Kim poster. Like.
What? I said, you shouldn't even be able to sell this. This thing is great. All right, that's my first one.
Okay.
Because that, for the poster alone.
I'm not mad at it.
All right, what you got?
Pam Grier.
Oh, yeah.
Pam.
Grown woman from birth.
Pamela Grier.
What's the thing that, what you
man,
see her in?
When I seen her in them, you know, older uncles and dads watching them blaxploitation joints.
Yeah.
They watching Coffee and all that, and she just showing them things and just like, because Pam Grier was gonna show you them tilties. She was like, "Look, I'm in the movie. You gonna see these," and they were fantastic, real
tilties,
man. They was just fantastic. I was a man.
Tony,
glasses was just Pamela Grier.
And Tony saw Pamela Grier. She like, you know what I got? I'm going to buy me a Buick LeSabre.
Man.
Because that's just a good car.
She, I had a cigarette. I was just like, so when you coming back over? Pam, because she had no bones about showing them. I was just like, I love how confident you are in your womanhood as a woman. And she was tough. She wasn't taking no shit, and the shirt was off.
Oh, man.
And don't let the face card, don't even.
Never decline.
She's pretty as hell. So it was just the perfect Pam Grier for me.
Pam Grier.
100%.
Now, this person is specific to this movie and this scene for me. Jada Pinkett.
Uh-huh.
Jason's Lyric.
Oh,
Alan Payne.
Is it the cash register joint
the field? In the field.
The cash register was the one.
Man,
they was smashing in the cash register.
In the field, he dragged a gold necklace through her butt.
Yeah, he did.
Along the back, it went up through the butt. I said, oh my God, I want that chain.
Yeah.
I said, I love you.
He had leaves in his crack, bro.
Man, who cares? I'm not checking his crack
that took
out,
me
man.
Out of it, though.
I'm not worried.
Leaves in his crack. Leaves in his crack. Which is very realistic of a field
sex
love
mate. Outside, man. It's a movie thing.
It's going to be leaves in your crack, ants.
It's grass be already makes me itchy.
Yeah.
And you're going to be like, that was great.
It's going to be those little mites that you can't identify. It's going to be all kind of stuff when you're in the field making
love.
I'm
not doing it.
In Texas?
They was butt naked.
It's going to be roaches in there, too. They're going to be like, hey, what y'all doing here?
I wasn't focused on the leaves in the crack. I was focused on that necklace slide up. Their butt was golden.
I think the cash register smash was sexier, though.
Nah,
they
man.
Was getting it in.
In the field. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. We're blessed when we come and when we go. We cast down every stronghold. I was all in on the butt. All right, you're up, though.
All right, so... We going, help me get through puberty, huh? I'm going to go with who had me hot. I don't know if a lot of y'all are going to remember this individual. Her name is Tia Carrere, and she was Wayne's girlfriend in Wayne's World.
Oh, yeah.
To me, she was hotter than fish grease.
Yeah.
I was just like, and she was in this movie called Showdown in Little Tokyo, and there was a scene in there where she got in the hot tub, and I was like,
the glasses take off.
What we talking about, Shawty? And she was in that movie Rising Sun with Wesley Snipes and Sean Connery. Every time she showed up, I was like, oh, here we go. Tia Carrere. She was hot, man.
Oh, my God.
I was all in on her, man.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah. Tia Carrere.
My next one.
Who we got, Sean?
Halle Berry.
Oh, of course.
As a child, I was enthralled with Cindy Crawford.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Oh,
she
yeah.
She was in the Pepsi commercials.
Cindy Crawford was hot.
She was hot to trot. I'm going to throw Cindy on. I'm sorry, y'all. This is before I knew black love, blacker than Berry and all that. I'm gonna throw Cindy on off to the side,
okay,
for now.
Don't want you know.
She was all in my face
Cindy
with the
Crawford,
Pepsi commercial.
Cindy Crawford was hot to try, man.
She was, but then I saw Halle Berry and I was like, "Excuse me, Cindy."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hello. Halle Berry. Name's Kevin. I love you.
Here's the thing, though.
All right.
All right. Here's why the people are making my list because it's pure. Help me through puberty. It's pure sexuality.
Yeah.
The thing about Halle Berry for me was she transcended the sexualness for me. Like in Boomerang,
mm-hmm.
She wasn't sexy. She was
never
beautiful.
Not sexy.
She was beautiful. I was just like, man, she is just.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I disagree.
I want to marry her.
She's always been sexy.
But the sexiness came into play later for me with different types of roles. But she mm-hmm. was the good girl role in that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel you, though.
And so. It was just like, man, she's beautiful, but I wasn't like.
But help you through puberty could just be that I was young and I had a crush on you.
I'm thinking pure sexuality.
No. That's part of puberty. But
I was a horn dog in this.
No, I mean, that's for sure part of it. But also for me, I was going to say Topanga. And I wasn't like sexuality. I was just like, well, Topanga, fine in the mud.
Halle Berry didn't get my wood going.
She got my wood going.
Later on.
She got my berry going.
Later on, she got my wood going.
Got my wood going.
Quite nicely.
Quite not for sure when I was
but like
anymore.
You know in Boomerang in those times I was just like man she's gorgeous
mm-hmm.
but I wasn't like
oh, you
I need a moment alone.
Pamela Anderson.
Oh yeah, Pam was getting you know
Baywatch. Pam, she was running. Nobody's in the water.
Yeah, Pam was killing it.
Pamela Anderson, she
you putting her on there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah. I got two in a row. You got
well, you just
two.
Did two in a row. Huh?
Yeah, that's right. My bad because I didn't want to forget Pamela Anderson. There were some things I thought.
I'm putting Salma Hayek up in this thing.
Puberty?
Yes.
What was she in?
And From Dusk Till Dawn.
Oh, man.
And Desperado. Boy, it was a double whammy for me.
Desperado.
I was like, who is this woman and where did man? And that scene in From Dusk Till Dawn
yeah.
when she was at the strip club with the snake. It was, you know, they be sitting in the front row at the strip club, and they just be just, whatever you want to do to me, ma'am, I'm, that was me in the movie theater. I was sitting there like I was in the titty twister for real. I was like, you could put your foot right in my mouth. just like she did in that scene. I've been like, pour the beer down the leg. Biblical scoops from Soma's thighs. That scene was mesmerizing.
She was also mysterious in Desperado.
Yes.
I love that movie. All
I love that movie. That movie
guitar in the gun case.
She was.
I mean, the gun in the guitar case.
Give me the guitar. Give me the guitar.
He was so good, but nah.
She was fine, dog.
Ricky Lake, man.
Ricky Lake,
what,
huh?
Matt, what is you on? What was happening for you at 4 p.m.?
I think even women were mesmerized by Salma
in
that joint.
She withstood the test of time.
Yeah.
So, okay, Selma Hayek, you up again, Tone.
I'm up again? I'm doubling up?
Yeah, you doubling up.
All right.
Selma Hayek was a great addition.
Okay. Who else had me just in the mix? Now I'm going to throw in mentions and stuff like this because Lark Voorhees is the reason I even watched Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, she was great.
You know, you had these girls that I wanted to be with.
Yes.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to be with Maya Campbell from In the House.
Yes.
You
is
know?
That Raven Gomez? I mean,
that's Maya Campbell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Maya Campbell was beautiful to me. In the House, I was like, I want her to be my woman. My woman. Tyra Banks, man. Tyra Banks did it for me.
Sports Illustrated.
Put her on there. Tyra Banks for me, dog.
Sports Illustrated.
Those eyes and that heavy top. That Tyra Banks heavy top.
Man.
Dog. Oh, it was just a double whammy. I was just like, man, and it was something about, I was like, yo, she's silly. I think I got a chance.
Yeah, for sure, you're right.
I think I got a chance.
For sure, you're right.
Oh. Tyra Banks, dog. Mm.
Oh, man.
Mm.
She was great.
Mm-hmm.
And she was coming out of the water.
Oh, my God, dog. Tyra Banks was killing.
Mm-hmm.
Naomi Campbell was getting me, too, though.
She was.
Naomi
she always
Campbell,
like an older woman.
But still, in that In the Closet video with Michael Jackson, I was all in on Naomi.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God, let me get a taste.
I'm going to say Janet Jackson.
Oh, I was about to do it, too.
Janet Jackson.
I was about to do it,
the
too.
The Scream song, but the Velvet, when she was in her R&B bag.
Man.
In those videos. Gary Dordan?
The That's the Way Love Goes, Janet? The Janet album, Janet? She made Jennifer Lopez look pedestrian.
Like a moth to a flame, burned by desire.
Jennifer Lopez was in that video. We didn't care. We was just like,
J-Lo,
move
now.
Get your ass out the way. Janet was janeting.
She was janeting. I was like, man.
To the utmost.
Sexuality.
Janet had me just drooling. Jennifer Lopez had me drooling for a spell too.
Yeah, she was great.
When she was in Money Train, I was like, man, God.
That's what
man.
People were saying Janet Jackson had her ribs taken out so she could have the abs.
Oh, man.
We was like, man, okay.
Whatever.
Even
man.
Way, man.
And Janet, don't get me wrong, thick Janet is fire too. She was thick and poetic justice.
She was.
She was wearing them jeans. She had her little attitude and them jeans
she
standing there with her arms folded. I was like, I want a taste of this attitude. I want a portion of this attitude right here, right now. Let's drive up to Oakland. God damn it. Let's drive. Talk about my dirty fingernails. Let's get it. Give me that attitude for no reason, Janet. I'll
in the post office truck.
Oh, man. Your attitude stinks, but I'll tell you what. I'll take what you got, man. I'll deliver your packages. Come on, Janet. Janet! Let me get Janet as well, man. Let's put Janet twice.
If we put Janet twice, that's 10.
No, we don't have to put Janet twice.
She deserves it twice.
All right, I got to do one more.
One more, Tone.
So I'm thinking about Young Tone.
Young Tone.
Young Tone, man. Who had me in the frenzies? I'm a throw in. Nia Long was fire.
She was.
I really liked Melinda Williams. Okay. She was in the Woods. She was on the TV version, the Soul Food. Melinda Williams is.
Let me pull her up.
Melinda Williams is a good ass time. And Nia Long as Bird.
Oh, I sat next to her.
Did you really?
Yeah, at the Color Purple brunch.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
She was super nice.
Oh, was she? What she look like?
She looked great.
Oh,
sweet. We was chopping it up like we was old friends.
Melinda Williams is. Yes.
What about Toni Braxton?
Oh, Toni Braxton had me in a frenzy for a little bit. Toni Braxton definitely had me in a frenzy. I was talking about her on Verbal Cardio last week. I can't decide on who. Nah, not Lisa Bonet.
She was always pretty, but she was always like,
right.
You know, yeah, I feel you. Mysterious.
Maybe
she was definitely mysterious.
I had a crush on Mary J. Blige for a while.
Stacey Dash?
Stacey Dash was gorgeous. She was gorgeous and Clueless and Mo Money. I was just like, yeah. Wow.
Apollonia?
Ooh. You know what? Vanity.
Vanity.
Goddamn Vanity.
With a name like that.
Vanity.
That was Prince's girl.
Man, she was. Whoo!
What's up?
Vanity is the woman when you bring out, even women be like,
yeah.
Whoo!
That's
everybody is whoo on Vanity.
For sure. Jessica Rabbit, that's what I'm talking about.
Now, Jessica Rabbit, are we talking cartoons?
She got Jessica Rabbit and Nala, boy, I felt some things.
Jessica Rabbit could have had this.
I said, girl.
She could have had this live action boy. I'm a real boy, Jessica, and you can have it.
She was so sexy with the over the one eye.
Man.
I said, when she was wearing that dress,
that
Tom,
red glittery dress. Woo! I'm like, Jessica Rabbit, don't you do this to us.
Jessica, now I'll show you a bunny now.
Man.
Hear me.
Cool World girl wasn't no slouch either.
Who?
Cool World.
Oh, in the
little
frame?
Cartoon. Yeah.
All right. Next up, we recasting it today. Ocean's 11.
Oh, okay.
And we can do however we want. We can do more black people. We can do whatever we
okay.
got. Now, I didn't write the names
we
down.
Got George Clooney.
We got George.
We got Brad Pitt.
We got Brad.
We got Matt Damon.
We got Matt.
We got Bernie Mac.
We got Bernie.
We got Casey Affleck.
Casey, yep.
We got Scott Conn.
Yep, that's James, baby.
We got Don Cheadle.
We got Don.
We have, what's his name? The money guy with the big glasses.
Saul?
Was that his name in it?
Oh, Ruben.
He was played by Elliot Gould. He had the robe. He always had a robe on.
Ruben.
Yeah, okay. And we had the OG, the old man.
That was Saul.
Okay.
That was Saul.
And then we have the...
You got Julia Roberts.
We got the Asian dude, the acrobat.
Ling.
Yeah.
Was it Ling?
I don't remember his name.
I was just watching a movie.
The Cirque du Soleil cat.
Yeah, I forgot about him.
Mm-hmm. And then we got Julia Roberts. So that's everybody. Oh, we need a Mark, too. We need the Andy Garcia.
Was he 11?
Yeah, he's in the first.
Terry Benedict?
Yeah, Terry Benedict.
Was he the first? He was the first and the third.
Yeah.
Oh, he helped him on the third. It was Al Pacino on the third.
Right.
Second one was.
It was him again, wasn't it? I know Andy Garcia has been there, but I'm not sure what was going on. I didn't like the second one at all.
No, I don't like. That's what I didn't like about Ocean's 8. The heist happened off screen, and then they told you about it.
Yeah.
I don't like that at all.
Oh, yeah, and the tech guy. The tech guy with the glasses.
Yeah, he was Ruben. It was Yen, not Ling. Ling was in Full Metal Alchemist, The Brotherhood. Oh, Livingston Dale.
Is that the tech guy?
That's the tech guy.
Okay, yeah. I forgot about him.
Okay. Yeah, Carl Reiner was Saul. Elliot Gould is, he's up there.
Elliot Gould.
All right. So first we need George Clooney.
George Clooney.
He's the key. He's the linchpin.
Right.
Who is
Michael
cool.
B. George.
Saying there's not a new George Clooney. who gets by on coolness more than anything else. He is just a cool, smooth dude from ER to Ocean's 11.
Right.
Danny Ocean is a cool, smooth-talking guy.
You like George. You follow George into wherever he's going.
He's smart.
Yeah.
He's resourceful.
Idris Elba, I like it.
That's interesting. He does have George.
He's cool.
He's definitely cool, because that's why they wanted he could play Bond.
Because
you got to be cool to play Bond.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at Idris.
Yeah, I like Idris.
I'm not mad at Idris a lot.
They said Janelle Monáe.
Okay, now let's just cast Julia Roberts.
Janelle Monáe.
Because who is, you know what?
Let's just get
it out
Monáe.
The way. Get it out the way. Janelle Monáe looked outstanding in Glass Onion.
Oh, my God. Absolutely.
She also acted her behind off.
Yeah, she's good.
I'll give you Janelle Monáe.
Okay, we got Janelle Monáe. Y'all get off our backs.
Get off our back! All right, now we need Brad Pitt. Who is Idris Elba's counterpart? They are
partner
boys.
In crime, Michael B. Jordan. Michael B. Jordan is the heartthrob of the day. He's cool as well.
Is he the heartthrob?
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds could be fun. I don't know if you buy it, though.
He's a heartthrob, too, though.
Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah. Women love Ryan Reynolds.
They do.
Ryan Gosling, women love him as well.
I like Ryan Gosling more than Ryan Reynolds.
Doesn't
or Michael
Ryan
B. Jordan. Ryan Gosling also could have been George Clooney.
I see Ryan Gosling more as the Brad Pitt guy.
I'll give you Ryan Gosling.
Let's do
so
Ryan Gosling.
He was so funny in Barbie. He had me cracking up.
Yeah.
You are Knuff. Matt Damon. Young Matt.
Young Matt Damon.
They said black cast. Do you want to make it a black cast? It's got to be Michael B. Jordan if it's going to be a black cast. Let's make it black, man. That's how you make a remake quicker if you do a whole switch up. So Bernie Mac character got to be white.
So we taking Ryan out?
Take Ryan out.
Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan. Perfect. That's Brad.
Just have him eating in every scene.
He
got
to be eating in
every
scene.
Brad Pitt was eating in every scene.
He was eating in every scene.
Okay, so now Matt Damon.
So now Matt Damon, young Matt.
So we need he has to have a naive vibe to him, but also at the same time have the get the job done side as well, because Matt Damon had both of those sides in him within Ocean's 11.
Donald Glover is good.
I like Donald Glover, and I like, what's his name?
Jacob
Lattimore? From Selma. David Oyelowo, whatever.
He's too old, though. Matt Damon was younger than the group in this.
Oh, he was younger. So
that was part of the, like, they were big brother in him.
Donald Glover has a young feel.
He does. If Idris, if it's, well, Michael B. Jordan's
Michael
not.
B. Jordan is not that much older than.
Yeah, that's Donald the thing Glover. About George and Brad was given, like, late 30s, early 40s.
Yeah.
Matt Damon was kind of like mid-20s, maybe early. He was like old enough to be in the group, but not experienced, because he made the mistake with the where they told him to stay put when they were still in the was that 13 or 11? When they were still in the Transformer. And they told him to stay in the car, and he ended up getting chased by the security guard.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He needed to be young enough to make a mistake like that.
They want Damson in.
Jacob Lattimore is interesting.
I like Jacob Lattimore.
Jacob Lattimore. Daniel Kaluuya probably too old.
We could put Jacob somewhere else, though.
He could be with
he could be one of
Scott
the two.
Cam,
he could be one of the
that,
twins.
He's a better fit for there. Daniel Kaluuya.
John Boyega.
Boyega.
Yeah.
John Boyega.
John
for sure.
Boyega. Good
you gotta
choice.
You got to age up Brad Pitt, Tone. You got to age up
y'all
Brad.
Going to give me Michael B. Jordan.
If you go Idris and Mahershala as Brad and
I
and
like
George,
that.
Then you can go John
I like
as Matt Damon. Okay, sorry,
like
Michael B. Jordan.
Mahershala.
You got another thing.
I like it.
Mahershala and Idris, they also sell in that movie.
Yeah.
On the coolness. Because Brad Pitt was cool as well.
Oh, for sure. 100%.
Mahershala, now were you going to go M-A-H-E-R?
Are you trying to spell it out? Just put
we'll both
Mahershala
know.
Ali. We know
it, man. We know it.
Yeah,
come on,
happening?
Man. Oh,
yeah,
okay. I was
of course.
Cool. I had a couple of those letters.
Mm-hmm.
John Boyega is a good Matt Damon. Y'all doing good, Patreon. Bernie Mac got to be white.
Okay.
You got to do the reverse casting.
Oh, we doing the reverse.
Got to.
So we need Bill Burr as Bernie Mac.
I was going to say Bill Burr.
Yeah.
But Bernie was funny.
Mm-hmm.
You think Bill Burr got it?
What? 100%.
He don't be playing funny, like saying the funny stuff in the movie. He be like funny, but he'll
he
like
gonna Bernie... be funny for sure.
All right.
Bill Burr as Bernie Mac.
All right. So now we got Casey and Scott.
So those are the two brothers doing all the tech stuff. Not the tech stuff, but running errands.
We
doing
can't
the
do no
work.
White people. We doing a reverse casting. So the people who is white are black. People who are black are white.
I want Jacob Lattimore and who's another young man that I could see goofing off, but also getting the job done.
What about Jay Ellis?
I don't really see him goofing off.
You right.
I like Tyler James Williams.
Okay.
I like that, Kelly. Yeah.
Tyler James Williams is good
like
at that.
That.
I buy that.
Yeah.
I buy that for two for a nickel.
Him and Jacob doing all the grunt work.
All right, cool. Now we need Don Cheadle. He also needs to be white and British because he had the British accent.
Tom Hardy.
He might be fun.
Mm-hmm.
He can be funny, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you, Tom. I
can see him getting down and dirty
on,
and doing
food.
And doing stuff.
Hello?
we going white.
Oh, yeah. You mind? Yeah, so we're going to come out and grab
we going white for the Don Cheadle character.
Okay, so Tom Hardy is Don Cheadle. Okay, so now you need Ruben. He's got to be older. He's the OG.
Right. Robe open,
and he's the robe open, and he's the money man for the lick. Old Vegas.
Let's do.
Will Ferrell as Bernie would be good. More than Bill Burr.
No, because Bernie Mac wasn't selling the funny on his sleeve in that movie.
Once you see
Will Ferrell, we already laughing.
Not necessarily. In that movie, where the author was narrating his life.
Oh, I know he can do the drama.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like he
I
can
don't
bring
like it. Will Ferrell as the Bernie Mac character.
All right, man, fine, whatever.
Yeah.
All right, we keeping Bill Burr. So we're back to Ruben.
Because Bernie Mac played Ocean's 11 straight.
He sure did. When he shook that dude's hand, you wouldn't do that, would you?
Yeah.
Not for that price.
Right.
Yeah, you far too calm. What kind of moisturizer you? Because my sister used aloe vera.
Right.
Okay. But I just I go to sleep with a glove.
Yeah.
Delroy Lindo. Yeah.
I like that.
Y'all in y'all bag today.
Delroy. Robe open.
Big glasses. Big glasses.
Let's go.
Okay. Now we need Saul, older gentleman who's a con man who can believe he need to veer in and out. Veer in and out of different characters to sell his stuff. Jeffrey Wright is the best actor at this.
He's too young, though.
But he's too young.
Yeah. Giancarlo's too young, too.
Giancarlo's 60 now.
Carl
Reiner
was
old.
Yeah. We got to go older.
Sam?
Tony Baker. We got to go older.
Sam is 70.
Sam is 70.
He just don't look it.
Ernie Hudson
is perfect.
I like Ernie Hudson.
I like Ernie Hudson. Who pulled? You said that?
No, they said it over here. Tanisha.
Yeah, Tanisha. Y'all is playing the game with us. Keith David could have been a good choice,
Joe
too.
Joe Morton.
I love Joe Morton.
Wait a minute. Back up. Rochelle Lark says, Barry Shabaka Henley. He's the one, he's the jazz musician in Collateral. He's also in Life.
Oh, I love him.
Because I like his face as the old man.
How old is he? Is he old enough?
He's got to be up there.
Is he 70?
I think he's 70. I don't know how old he is.
He was good in Collateral. I was so sad when he died.
Me too.
Dang. Barry Shabaka Henley, 69. He got the face.
He got that face, though.
The face is for sure soft.
And he looked like he could be an old millionaire.
Absolutely.
Remember, that was the kind he could be. I like Baraka Shabaka Henley. Barry Shabaka Hilly. I like that.
I love that.
Billy Dee passed. What?
Just now?
What you talking about, S. Jones? Don't be playing.
It's not trending.
Because I was thinking about him recently.
William December Williams?
Oh, no. Oh, okay. He alive? All right. Never mind. I thought he did. Man, look out, S. Jones.
Oh, man. Watch out, man. We need Billy Dee. Watch out, man.
You
got to
know when we're talking about somebody's life.
All right. Now, Andy Garcia.
All right. So this is the Terry
Benedict.
So this
is a rich person.
Serious business. No games.
And he got to look like, he got Ascot wear.
He's going to look sharp. He's going to be serious business, down to a T, scheduling.
And a little bit of.
Killed.
Okay, this, go with me.
Uh-huh.
Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry give you business. He got a little bit of a dark edge to him.
He does. I can see him being head over heels for a woman.
Yeah, but also so focused on his business that he forgets about her. And yes. When it comes to business to her, he chooses. And Tyler Perry plays good when it's not a Tyler Perry movie.
And Tyler Perry, I heard, is structured.
Yeah.
He's eating the same thing every day. He's doing mm-hmm. this, he's doing that.
Giancarlo Esposito is also good, too.
Giancarlo, I like that.
Giancarlo
Esposito.
The thing about him, and I still think he's the right person, he just be seen like he's been possible to get over on.
Yeah.
Which Terry Benedict did have that
right.
element. Now, Giancarlo is way more, that's Gus Fring.
Yeah.
He got all the elements.
Yeah.
Giancarlo.
I like Giancarlo Esposito.
I threw
good
Tyler
choice.
In there, man. I felt like he could do it.
I was with you. Once they said Giancarlo Esposito, I was like, oh, that's him.
Because when Terry Benedict is like, I'm going to find you.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill you. I was like, he probably knows somebody. But Giancarlo, he might kill you himself.
Right.
All right, so all we need is Yen and Livingston Dale. Yen could be anybody.
Mm.
He got to be small, athletic. He nailed the comedy when they gave it to him.
Right.
What the? You been? who's right for that?
Fred
Armisen.
Ken Jeong. Kevin Hart.
I don't buy that any of them as athletic, though. Yen's whole thing was he was athletic.
We would have to get somebody from the raid, then, if we're doing athleticism. The raid.
Oh, somebody from there.
Yeah.
Not Awkwafina. Simone Biles, that's funny. Bo and Yang don't give me athletic. Benjamin Bratt. Really
hear me out, though. I actually like getting a female gymnast.
I was going to say, Simone Biles is pretty good.
Simone Biles, and what's the other one?
Douglas? Gabby Douglas?
Gabby Douglas, one of them two.
Simone Biles.
Let's switch it up.
We can.
Simone
Kevin
Biles
Tony
is.
Enterprises, a division of New Light Cinema.
And she don't have to do a lot of heavy lifting on dialogue. We can make her African. Boom.
You just got to deal. You got to nail one line. All right, so now we need Livingston Dale. Young, he's not really young. Black
this
tech.
This is a black tech guy, nerdy guy.
Gabby can't, Doug. She's out. Man, that guy who played Livingston Dale was perfect for that. Anthony Mackie. It's not bad. Lil Rel. Lakeith. I thought about Jeffrey Wright. He felt like he got too much gravitas for it, though.
Yeah. There's got to be like somebody super unassuming.
Yeah, unassuming is the key.
Yeah.
Or could play unassuming. Brian Tyree Henry is not bad.
I like Brian Tyree Henry.
Brian Tyree Henry, there's hardly anything.
I believe him as a brainy guy.
I'll give you that. I'll give it to you, too, for a nickel.
Nervous, brainy guy.
Brian Tyree Henry. All right.
Ocean's 11.
Ocean's 11. Mm-hmm. That's how our movie is going to be. The ELEB.
Ocean's 11.
Ocean's 11 cast. Idris Elba is George Clooney. Mahershala Ali is Brad Pitt. John Boyega is Matt Damon. Bill Burr is Bernie DeMac. Casey Affleck is Jacob Lattimore. Scott Conn is Tyler James Williams. Those are interchangeable. Don Cheadle is Tom Hardy. Ruben is Delroy Lindo. Saul is Barry Shabaka Henley. Andy Garcia's character is Giancarlo Esposito. Yin is Simone Biles. That's gonna get us the Oscar for casting.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So Simone Biles is that's the ringer.
Yeah.
Living Seidel, Brian Tyree Henry, and Julia is Janelle Monáe. Before we go, we got a little time on the clock. We're going to play a little round of I Know You Full of the Lord.
Oh, snap.
This is Terrell Grice's game.
Oh.
So me and Tony was playing this at Angel's house over the criminal break. We going.
Oh, that ain't the real name of the game.
No.
Because I was like, wait a minute. I played something else.
So what I'm going to do is, since it's just us two, I'm going to pick the card.
Yeah.
And I'm going to decide what I think you don't know.
Okay.
And I believe it's like 5 seconds after everyone. No, it's a number.
Mm-hmm.
It's a number. Before time runs out, I believe. If you just can't think of enough by 5 seconds, we'll fill it out.
Okay.
So this is currencies.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to say you probably don't know 8 currencies around the world.
You probably right.
All right?
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
U.S. currency.
1.
Pesos.
2.
Ruples.
3.
Euros.
4.
I'm out.
Really?
Yeah.
Yen?
Oh.
Pounds. You could have did old ones before the euro. Deutschmarks.
Shillings.
Shillings. Rupees.
Didn't I say that?
You said rubles. He said pesos.
I said pesos.
8 was a lot.
Yeah, 8. That was a lot. I knew I was going to make 8.
Okay, well, I'll give you dope less time.
All right. Wait.
A Thai bot. Ain't nobody pulling that out the back. Man. You know what the Thai bot.
But what is this clean slate strike? What are they saying? Wait, what? Okay, here we go.
All right, here we go. What's up with tonight? Tony gave the IP look.
Yeah, man. I was like, I knew I didn't have a lot.
IP. All
right. So, I'm going to give you about 7 of these. All
right.
Say hello in different languages.
Oh. Hello.
Okay.
Ni hao.
Okay.
Bonjour.
Mm-hmm.
Hola.
Okay.
Aloha.
Okay. That's 5. 2 more.
Guten Tag?
Okay, that's German. Hello? That's German. 1 more.
Yeah. The Japanese. What's Japanese? Sayonara.
Nope, that's goodbye.
I can't think of no more.
You right there. 6.
6. Konnichiwa. Konnichiwa is what I was trying to think of. That's Japanese. I couldn't think of number sayonara.
Dang.
We should do 30 seconds. I feel like 30 seconds is long enough.
Okay.
All right. Let's do another round or two, Tone. Just another round or two.
Yeah, that's the discard. It was saying strike, and I don't know what was happening.
All right, here we go.
Uh-huh.
Countries in Asia.
Oh.
Give me 6.
Oh. 6?
6 countries in Asia.
All right.
30 seconds on the clock. I'm looking at Cam's timer. Ready, set, go.
In the continent of Asia?
Continent of Asia.
India.
Yep.
Bangladesh.
There you go. You've been there.
Japan?
Yes, that's in Asia.
Okinawa?
That's a city, though.
I thought it was a country.
No, Okinawa is a city in Japan.
Oh, so take that off.
That's 3.
Mongolia? China? In Asia?
Yeah.
Russia?
6.
That's it?
That's it.
Whew. Lord Jesus.
There we go, baby. There we go.
Lord Jesus. All right. Okay.
Here we go.
All right. I think you can pull off 7 of these.
Come on, man. Don't believe in me.
News talk shows.
News talk shows?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me when to go, because I don't want to look at the Patreon.
All right, go.
Dateline?
Okay.
The Daily Show count?
I would say so. Yeah.
Okay. Tucker Carlson.
Okay.
CNN.
Which show?
CNN Tonight News.
CNN Tonight. What's up with Tonight?
I don't know, man. Rush Limbaugh, he died.
Is he dead? About,
he dead.
He died?
He died. Oh, Good Morning America. Joy Reid Report. Roland Martin Unfiltered.
Yeah, it was tough in him.
I don't know the names, man. I just turned to the channels, man. I don't know the names. What's up with Tonight
What's
News?
What's up with Tonight? Rush Limbaugh dead?
Okay, now I'm going to test you.
All right.
I'm going to test you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a minute on the clock.
Oh, a minute on the clock?
And I believe you can do 27
Dang.
Of these in a minute.
What is this, comic book movie?
Marvel movie characters.
Oh, wow.
27.
Dang. That's a lot.
I believe in you.
All right.
Ready? That's what I'm going to give you. Set. Go.
Hulk, Jean Grey.
Yep.
You said Marvel, right?
Yep.
Wolverine, Nightcrawler. Cyclops, Mystique, Magneto, Gambit, Rogue, Kitty Pryde, Juggernaut, Toad, Sabretooth, Iron Man, Hawkeye.
Yeah, you're about 30
Falcon,
seconds.
Captain America, Doctor Strange, Daredevil, Spider-Man, Green Goblin, Shocker, Dr. Octopus.
You only got four more.
Wong.
Time.
Dang.
27 was way too many.
Man, that was a lot.
You ran out of time. You didn't run out of people.
Yeah, there's still more people to go.
You would have got 27
mm.
if you had enough time.
Man.
You went through the whole X-Men, then you went into Marvel.
Yeah, I was just like,
I should have made it like 16, 17. But
27.
You do know 27, though.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
I don't know why I said 27 LaToya. I just believed in him. He still won in my book.
What? I don't know what that is.
The hell going on, man?
I don't know what that is. All right, hold on. Oh, okay. I feel like you can name every member.
New Edition.
Yep.
Is it New Edition?
Yeah.
I've seen that card before.
All right. Okay. I think you can get 11 of these.
All right. See, man, you're dealing with that because I said 27.
Yeah, 11. Albums released in the 1990s.
Oh, any album?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You go anytime?
Yeah, you can start now.
Hezekiah Walker Live in London, Hezekiah Walker Live in Toronto, John P. Key Colorblind, Fred Hammond Pages of Life, Fred Hammond Spirit of David, Fred Hammond, or Donnie McClurkin Live in London,
yeah,
Yolanda Adams, the Battlefield album, I'm sorry. John P. Key, Colorblind, Hezekiah Walker, Love Fellowship Crusade Choir, Kirk Franklin and the Family, Kirk Franklin Christmas, Kirk Franklin God's Property.
All right, man. All right. Yeah. He kept it all church.
Listen, I'm going to go with what I know what
yeah,
I had in the house.
Know.
I go with what I had in the house.
Yeah, I feel it.
If I got the other stuff, it ain't coming to me as easily as them gospel albums are coming to me.
You've been like Thriller, Purple Rain.
Get them out.
That was the 80s. Oh, God.
Y'all know I can go through John's album.
Go with what you know.
Go for what you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do about two more, man. We're going to do about two more each. Let's see. Okay, this is good. I think you could do six.
Okay.
Movies that have the word black in the title.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Six movies. Set, go.
Black Dahlia, Black Panther, Blackula.
That is. Is that Kelly?
The Black Cauldron. Fade to Black.
Nice.
Yeah.
That was good.
And
you got 5 seconds.
Black Hawk Down.
There we go. Yeah. I like that movie. Josh Hartnett.
Man, that was a good movie.
Josh Hartnett was out for a minute.
Yeah.
He was, and then he just showed up in Oppenheimer.
It was like, yo, he dipped off, and then he popped up. He popped up a couple times recently.
Yeah. Like, he was in Pearl Harbor, too. He was big.
He had one of the best vampire movies ever, in my opinion. Outlaw Johnny Black. I'm in that. Man. When you're under the gun, man. Yeah, hey.
Listen, it's easy when you're on Patreon, just type it.
Yeah, when you're typing
but
your
when
life
it's on
away.
Your mind and the gun, the barrel man. Is there, you can
when
smell
it. When you got your Google out, it's easy for y'all. The Blackening, which is a great movie.
It's a great
Black
movie.
Black and Blue. All right. I'm going to give you 6.
All right.
Musicians with a Las Vegas residency.
Ooh. Oh, that's easy. Boyz II Men, Usher, Maroon 5, Adele, Britney Spears, it fell, but she went there. Donnie and Marie.
Okay. Whoa. That's it. That
there we go.
I should have gave you 10.
One more. No, I don't know much more than that.
I gave you 10. 10 again.
Oh, okay. This might be fun.
All right.
Ooh, what's a fair number? I'll give you 7.
Okay.
Cooking shows.
Ooh.
Of all time.
Oh, all time?
Cooking shows.
Dang. Okay.
You be watching Food Network?
Yeah, but I don't be knowing the name of the show. I'll just be pulling up.
All right, man. I get that. Okay. Oh, this might be fun.
Okay.
Oh, okay. How many of these? I'm going to give you 6.
Okay.
Celebrities with the same first and last initial. And it can't be their stage name if it is.
Oh, this is tough. Okay.
6.
6. Same first and
last
initial.
Initial.
Okay.
All right. Ready?
Yeah.
Go.
Matthew McConaughey.
Yep.
Marilyn Monroe. Janet Jackson.
Yes.
Jermaine Jackson.
You can run the
game, man. That's,
you only need 2 more.
shoot. Dang. Same first and last initial. Anthony Anderson.
Mm-hmm. One more and you got 5 seconds.
Oh, shoot. 5 seconds?
Left. I give you 5 more seconds. You still didn't say it up there. Time. Bobby Brown, Wendy Williams, Joe Jonas.
Tiana Taylor.
Tiana Taylor. We're supposed to be casting her. We never cast her.
Piss.
Last one.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
What's up with tonight?
Okay. This is... All right. I'm going to give you 8 of these.
He did waste the same 5 seconds. You were like, you got 5 seconds.
Man, hush, y'all. It's easy for y'all over there on the other side on your little tablets and keyboards. Pressure's off. Your shirts are off.
Oh.
All right. We'll give you 8.
All right.
Jobs that require a uniform.
Okay. All right. Army.
Mm-hmm.
In and out. Or wait, time. Are we doing like fast food or the
plate? It could be anything. Just
okay, cool.
Job, uniform.
Army, Navy, Air Force. In and out. Doctor. Security guard, construction worker, sometimes,
okay.
Nurse,
okay.
Just for safety, dentist.
Okay, that's 9. Yeah.
All right, one more, man, for Terrell. Last one for show. Last one for each of us.
Right.
Ooh, this is good, Tony. You're going to get 30 seconds, I'll give you 12.
Oh, snap.
12 and 30 seconds. 90s TV shows.
All right,
set, go.
Married with Children, Rock, Living Single, New York Undercover, Martin, Seinfeld, Friends, Caroline in the City, Different World.
Yep. 10 seconds left.
ER.
Yep.
Home Improvement. Roseanne.
It's 12. Right. With Time to Waste. I loved Home Improvement.
Boop, 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 boop. All right, here we go. Let's see. What we
last got. One, y'all, and then we're going to do the next episode. Well, if you're watching on Patreon.
Let's see what we got up in here.
If you're watching at home, it's just got to wait a week. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm going to give you something that's in your wheelhouse.
There we go.
Oh, we did this at the night of.
All right, man, watch out. It was pizza toppings. That's in my wheelhouse.
Man, this is sentimental, man. Soft. Hold on, good. Ooh, I'm going to get some revenge in there. All right. 7 of these.
All right, let's do it.
Songs with a color in the title.
Ooh. Purple Rain.
Okay.
Oh, that's her name is Blue Cantrell. Black girl, I love you.
What?
White Snake? That's a band. White Stripes?
That's a band too.
Red Corvette.
Your Red Corvette. Prince is saving your ass right now.
Blue Moon.
Okay. That is a song. Hey.
I don't know.
Three.
Ah, oh, pretty brown winning? Girl. Pretty brown guy.
Oh, man. Songs. Yeah. That was tough.
Raspberry Beret. Another Prince, man. I could have done
Raspberry a color?
Raspberry. Yeah, it's a color. Dark purple, dark red. All right, man. Thank you for watching the Ball Brothers podcast. We'll see you next week.
Black and yellow.